In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. Sisoys, whose memory we celebrate today, was asked by another monk, "Why do the passions not leave me?" And his reply was, "How can they leave since their tools are in your heart? Return what they have deposited with you in advance, and they will assuredly depart." So the tools are the things that we allow into our hearts that provoke the passions. Now, what St. Sisoys was talking about was not just a matter of avoiding the outward occasions of temptation. He was also talking about learning how to reject temptations that come from the demons or from our own flesh. But certainly it includes avoiding exposing yourself to needless temptation. So we have to ask ourselves, are we feeding the passions or are we starving the passions? This is something that we all need to work on to one degree or another, because we're surrounded by many temptations. We live in a very secular society. There's all kinds of things that are trying to draw us away from God and to draw us into sin. And we have to be very careful to guard our heart. In the wisdom of Sirach, he says, "Who will pity a snake charmer bitten by a serpent, or any who go near wild beasts? So no one will pity a man who associates with a sinner and becomes involved in his sins." So the imagery that he's using there is of someone who's like an Evel Knievel kind of guy in the ancient world that likes to go into the arena and do tricks with wild animals or to charm snakes. When you see somebody doing something like that, you're fascinated because you know you would never do that. But when you see someone who's able to, you know, to charm a poisonous snake, you think, wow, that's pretty cool. But on the other hand, if you see that same guy getting bitten by that snake, what is your response? What an idiot. That's the response that we all have. Well, the thing is what Sirach, or Jesus, son of Sirach, is telling us in this passage is that when it comes to exposing ourselves to sin, we don't want to be like that idiot snake charmer that's trying our luck, because you might get away with it this time, you might get away with it the next time, but eventually it's going to come back to bite you. In the Proverbs of Solomon, or the book of Proverbs in chapter 6, verse 27, we also hear this talking about avoiding, this advice to a young man, avoiding the temptation of women that you're not married to or falling into adultery. And the proverb says, "Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned?" So think about what you're spending your time with and what you're entertaining yourself with, what kind of music that you're listening to, and the people that you hang around with, and ask yourself, are you taking fire to yourself? Doesn't necessarily have to be a temptation to adultery, but if you're surrounding yourself by, if you're spending lots of time watching movies or TV shows that are very fleshly, you're taking fire up to your chest like this, and then you're being amazed. Hey, my clothes are catching on fire. How could this happen? Well, you're putting yourself in this situation, and then all of a sudden you're being taken away by the passions, and you're wondering why that would happen. Well, you have to not do that. You have to avoid those kinds of things. Now, you can't drive down the highway without the occasion of temptations, because you got billboards that have, you know, stuff that can tempt you, but you do have to learn certain kinds of reflexes, which is you don't look at that. When you see it, you don't stare at it. You don't check it out. You look at something else. You start saying the Jesus prayer. These are all things that we need to do. But what we don't need to do is to just keep putting ourselves in those situations on purpose. There's some temptations you can't control being exposed to because you didn't see it coming. There it is. But you certainly can control what you do with it. But you can control an awful lot of the temptations that we're exposing ourselves to in this culture. If you're watching garbage on TV, you're going to watch garbage movies, you're listening to garbage music, You're going to garbage websites. These are all things that are just feeding the passions that you need to avoid. You know, if I was trying to avoid eating chocolate because I wanted to lose weight, I wouldn't move to Hershey, Pennsylvania. And unfortunately, we have lots of people that move right next to the Hershey plant in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and then wonder why we're beset by all these temptations. Well, try to avoid them. Get as far away from those things as you can, and also replace those temptations with things that feed the virtues by reading the scriptures, reading the lives of the saints, being at church, attending the services, constantly being in a cycle, preparing yourself for confession and for communion. Now, we don't want to lose hope. And St. Sisyphus also had another saying that I think gives us reason to hope, but it also has a sobering aspect to it, too, that we shouldn't be presumptuous. There was a certain monk that came up to St. Sisyphus and he said, "Counsel me, Father, for I have fallen to sin. What am I to do?" And the elder said, "When you fall, get up again." With bitterness, the sinning brother continued, "Ah, Father, I got up, yet I fell into the same sin again." The elder, so as not to discourage the brother, answered, "Then get up again and again." The young man asked with certain despondency, "How long can I do that, Father?" The elder, giving him courage, said to the brother, "Until the end of your life, whether you be found in the commendable attempt at lifting yourself up from sin or falling again to it. For wherever it is that a man is found at the last moment of his life on earth, whether it be in things good or evil, there will he be judged, going forth either to punishment or to reward." Now, there's a sober aspect to what he's saying there, because there is a saying that's not in the Gospels, but it is recorded by the Apostolic Fathers, and you find many saints quoting this, including Saint Seraphim of Sarov, and obviously Saint Sisyphus took this saying seriously as well, and that's that Christ had said, "In whatsoever state I find you, in that I will judge you." Now, this is not just a matter of random chance, however. We pray for a Christian any. We don't think that God is looking to catch us in the day of our sin and then to let us die so that we can go to hell. However, the sobering thing we should keep in mind is that we should not think, well, hey, I can repent tomorrow because I've got today, and God's merciful. If you start taking that kind of an attitude, well, you might be taken at the day of your sin, and then what St. Sisyphus and what Christ tells us according to tradition is that you'll be judged in the state that you're found in. But on the other hand, I believe that if you are struggling to overcome sin, God is merciful, and God won't take you in the day of your sin if you're really struggling against a sin. So what you need to ask yourself is, are you really struggling? And give it everything that you have, but also you have to pray that God in his grace and mercy will give you the strength to overcome. Trust in God's grace and mercy, but you fight like the Dickens yourself with all that you have against these temptations. If you do that, you can overcome these things, and we can trust that God will indeed be merciful on the last day. Amen.